Blog Talk Radio.
Presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. Are you ready? I know I truly am. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together to engage on life's highway, for we are truly on a divine journey. God is the light illuminating each and every step along the way on our path. We here at Motivational Mondays sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays, we are excited about our programming that we offer. Each week, we have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their dynamic testimonies and stories and areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to, you know it, work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts are always available. And the richness, oh, there's such a richness from week to week that is shared here on Motivational Mondays, and it's always available online. On our last week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we discussed the power of words in our Shape Up series. And when I tell you there was a richness that was shared around our emotional bank account and how words that are spoken and deposited in our emotional bank account determines the initiatives that we will take and what we will achieve. On today's broadcast, we truly have a beautiful light. A beautiful light sharing with us our in-studio guest known as Evangelist Keisha Freeland. We will discuss and share a wonderful dialogue on the power of purpose. And when I tell you that our in-studio guest has great wisdom to share on this subject, and I'm really excited about it because she has been walking in her purpose for 20 years. But before we jump into today's topic, Coach Adams has a request of you, our listening audience. We want to ask you to take a quick moment to write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone from your network to join us live right now to soak and partake in today's broadcast. When I think about today's guest, Keisha Freeland, evangelist Keisha Freeland, it takes me back to just this amazing encounter that she and I had. And this encounter was so rich that it was truly impactful. And it was impactful because she is living out her purpose. And because of the power of purpose on her life, I experienced and those that encountered and engaged with her experienced such an encounter. It was beyond a meeting. It was beyond an event. It was life-changing and impactful. And so I'm so excited about today's in-studio guest and the richness that we will share around the subject of the power of purpose. Let's give a warm, motivational, virtual welcome to the beautiful and anointed and talented evangelist Keisha Freeland. Welcome to Motivational Mondays.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here, and I'm so looking forward to being able to share and be a blessing to our hearers.
Oh, and you know, I am so grateful to have you share, and I thank you for saying yes to being an in-studio guest and just carving out this time in your schedule. You know, I was thinking about as we come together around this subject of the power of purpose. You know, it always takes me back to God's word, and I always think about one of my favorite passages of scripture, and I know it's familiar to you as well, Jeremiah 1:5. For the Lord tells us that before I formed thee in the belly, I knew
yes.
thee, and before that I had brought you forth in the mother's womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nation. And so I lead in with that scripture, and I ask you the question, evangelist Keisha Freeland, help us to really understand this term, evangelist. And did you always know that this was your purpose?
You know, my journey started at the age of 15. I will be 39 in May. I got called to the ministry at 15 and got licensed as a minister at the age of 19. But I can always reflect and think back to the time when, you know, sometimes we say when called you. I can say that this was not just a regular calling of like someone just coming to tell you, you know, I have something for you to do. But when the God of heaven begins to orchestrate and begin to call you into something bigger than yourself, it takes and it transforms your life. And everything that you know about life or that you think about life, life only begins when you make that decision. You actually heed to the call of God. You answer his call.
Now, you know, wow, when I'm listening to you share that there was an awakening of your call at age 15 and you were licensed at age 19, did you feel a heaviness of weight of this call? Because like you said, this is not your average call.
You know, I did because I grew up in the urban area where it's not the normal for you to say, okay, I'm going to be going to church. I'm not going to be doing what everybody else is doing, you know, like going out to the clubs and hanging out, what normal teenagers do at that age. You know, the one thing that really compelled me and really, you know, had me to answer the call of God was those around me. There were men and women that actually took the time to impart, took the time to spend time with me, you know, not just really preach to me, but spend time really sharing and loving on me. you know. So it was really twofold. It was God's calling and me answering, but then it was those men and women that God had put around me that really mentored and poured into my life. And that's why I have such a heart for mentorship.
You know, and as you were sharing that, my beautiful sister, I was hearing two things very clearly that are principles that anyone can relate to in any area that their call or purpose or vision may be associated with, is that, one, you have to sacrifice. You
Yes.
have to sacrifice once you were aware of and God gave you that knowledge of this assignment, this call, evangelist, and it was important about having the right people that circle around you. And when you have the right people in your circle, and I often joke and make mention to the movie with Robert De Niro called Meet the Fockers, when he talks about the circle of trust, important to have the right people around you, as you spoke. And because you are already in position, having the right people around you, they were able to impart life into this call that for someone, you know, just getting this awakening at 15 and this awareness and license at 19 could appear heavy. But because you have the right people around you, it really helps to buffer your embracing this call. Would that be accurate?
That is really good. You know, as you're talking, Coach Adams, I was reminded of my mom giving her life to the Lord. We didn't grow up church. We didn't grow up in a church. I didn't have a father that was a pastor. I didn't have a mom that was in the ministry. But we were actually, we were sinners. we were, you know, and she made a decision that when she, you know, accepted the Lord, that everybody in the household was going to line up. And she says she stood on that scripture, you know, as me and my house, that we're going to serve the Lord. And she introduced, you know, us to the Lord, and she was consistent. She was a consistent praying mother, you know. And so I have to really, you know, really talk about that, because God is so strategic. I always say he's the master strategizer. He knows who to put the family to put you with. And I love the scripture that you actually talked about, how, you know, when Jeremiah says, you know, from your mother's womb, I ordained you, I separated you, and called you to be a prophet. So even in my mother's womb, he knew exactly the mother, the father that I would be with. But I often tell people I am so grateful for my mom, because sometimes when you're in ministry, it can be a lonely walk, because if you don't have the right people around you, you know, your own people in your own house can fight and be up opposition to what you're called to do. And I believe, because God is so purposeful, you know, he knew exactly that I needed a mom like I had, a mom that would love God, that would pray and intercede, and also pushed me into the call of God that God was calling me to.
And, you know, I thank you for sharing that, and that shows mom's purpose as well, how I often share and say that there are assignments that connect. And so I'm hearing you say that mom was clear on her purpose, how it related to my purpose, and it all came together. It was these assignments that connect. And, you know, it brings me to an illustration that I like to use. You know, and it's one I feel like everybody can relate to as it relates to purpose, that, you know, think of a water bottle, for example, and that water bottle itself serves the purpose. The water contained in the bottle serves a purpose, and the cap serves a purpose. Together, there is synergy between the three, but individually, they have their own purpose, but they have to connect together for a greater cause. And so I love how you brought that out, that mom played a significant role in your journey of purpose and making sure that you were on that pathway that she knew God called you to. What is it that you would say has been your greatest lesson or revelation on your journey around purpose that you would like to impart into the lives of those that may be listening in who maybe they're struggling, saying, well, that's great that she knew her purpose at 15. I'm 55. I still don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. You know, what wisdom would you give to those listening in?
You know, the first thing I would say, there's a scripture, and I want to just quote it the exact, you know, where it's at, but it stays in my spirit. I know it's in the Gospels. You know, what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. Also, one of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. The one thing that I actually adopted from the beginning was a lifestyle of seeking God, pursuing God. There's another scripture that says that those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, he will fill them. The greatest thing that I had was a hunger and thirst. And from that position of hunger and thirst, and seeking first God, letting him be my first aim, opened up so many doors, so much favor. You know, again, I actually started off developing a heart for prayer and intercession. And from living in that place, Psalms 91, living from the secret place, living in the secret place, everything flowed from that place, you know, in the secret place, from the secret place, and being, putting him first, considering putting God before everything else, letting him be the first fruit of my day, letting him be the first fruit of my desires, letting him be the first fruit of what I thought that was so important to me, but laying down that which I thought was, you know, a very, you know, every importance, but laying those things at his feet, I was able to always obtain the wisdom of God, the revelation of God, and being able to move out into kingdom work.
You know, I love the wisdom that you just shared around seeking him first and putting God first. And, you know, clearly, like you said, that is a lifestyle. And that hungering and thirsting after him. And you spoke about some of the opportunities. I would like for our global listening audience to know that Evangelist Keisha Freeland serves at Victory Christian Ministries International. Share with us some of the areas in which you serve and how God has truly advanced you through the work that he's called you to and your purpose.
Wow, I can say I am so grateful. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah that he would give you pastors after his own heart that would feed you with wisdom and understanding. And I can truly say, I'm not biased. I know we have a lot of listeners, but I tell people I have the greatest apostles, pastors on the face of the earth, and I don't just generically say that, but because I am afforded to travel from city to city, from state to state, and from nation to nation, I always tease with my pastors. I say, if I can only pack you all up and put you in my suitcase, I will be so happy. You know, I tell people, you know, the anointing flows, you know, from the top to the bottom, and I believe that everything that I'm walking in and the favor and everything that I experience comes from the anointing also that rests on the house of Victory Christian Ministries International, which is the pastors Tony and Cynthia Brazelton. They are my greatest mentors. I'm telling you, you know, there are times where you can have leaders that can preach and they can teach and they can dynamically share and articulate the word. But when you have people who are leaders that are not only teaching and preaching, but you can see the demonstration of the power of God with signs, wonders, and miracles, it don't get no better than that. We're one church in five locations in a day where you can hardly get members to come. My pastors are actually pastoring four different churches, you know. And so I say that because before I could even decide or move out in ministry, my pastors actually saw the call of God on my life. I began to serve in the ministry. I started off in the youth department. And moving from the youth department, I felt the call of God, and I went to the school of ministry, and I began to just, you know, pray. You know, a lot of times we look to, you know, how do we get close to our pastors, and how do we do this and how do we do that? But I always say, again, I go back to what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. And the one thing I did also, I was a singles director. I was the director of our singles department. I also used to be the assistant director of our outreach ministry. And I served as a deacon there. I'm right now actively one of the ordained ministers in the ministry. But probably like 3 to 4 years ago, when I was in school of ministry, my pastor was teaching a class on the gifts of the Spirit. And my pastor actually called me out in front of the whole class, and he said to me, "I know what you're called to do. You're called to the office of the evangelist, and you have literally been chosen from your mother's womb for this office." And he says the word of the Lord over me. He says, and God says, "I am sending you. I am going to send you." You know, sometimes we want to send ourselves, and we want to, you know, we kind of get, you know, get out of line and try to go a little go ahead of ourselves. But the one thing I learned was submission to my leaders, and me submitting to them, submitting to God, submitting to my leaders. And now God has opened the doors where I can actually go out and do ministry globally, all over the world.
And that is so wonderful. And, you know, it's so great, like you said, to have the mentorship that you have in your pastors, and to been given a platform just to really grow and to develop and to hone in on the call of ministry on your life. And I have to ask you, because I know our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, they're listening in, and somebody somewhere, Evangelist Keisha, is sitting there thinking, wow, but I thought I knew my purpose, but I'm struggling. I'm starting to question and doubt because things are not unfolding the way that I thought they would. Have you ever, at any stage in the 20 years on your journey, have you ever had doubt or questioned that you're on the right path and that truly God has called you?
You know, to tell you the truth, of course, we live in a falling world, and you're going to have issues and you're going to have problems. I'm not going to act like I've never had challenges, but what has helped me in my challenges is the pursuit of his presence, the pursuit of knowing Jesus as not only Savior, but my lover, and as Father, as Abba. And from that place, I was able to set my face like a flint. So no matter what comes or goes, I know that God has chosen me to partner with him. And not only has he chosen me, he's equipped me for it. So in those seasons, because we all go through, everything works in seasons and times. In those seasons when I find my most challenging seasons, they become my most triumphant seasons, because my focus is always on the one, which is Jesus, the lover of my soul, my everything.
Wow, I can feel your passion in your speaking and sharing of your relationship with God, and I know it to be genuine and true just from our encounter together. And I thank you for illuminating that. Of course we all have doubts, of course we all have questions, but the way that you battle, the way that you overcome those seasons of challenge, those seasons of doubts and questions, is to continue to pursue God's presence. And I often use the analogy of going back to our manufacturer, You have to go back mm-hmm. to the one that created you. You have to reconnect, rejoin with him. And, you know, I recently had a situation where I cracked the screen of my iPhone. And in short, I made the decision to take it to the manufacturer, which, of course, was Apple. And there was such wisdom in that. And what God showed me, and it connects to us, related to our purpose, that Apple, unlike anyone else that would say, I'm going to fix your screen, they were just going to fix the screen. But Apple did a systems test and all of that because they wanted to make sure that when we release our product back to you, it is going to operate based on its intended purpose. And the same is true, and I know evangelists, Keisha, you would agree that the same
totally
is true.
Agree.
We continue to go back to our source, our creator. He wants to make sure that we fulfill our assignment, his intended purpose, right?
Yes.
Was this a part of, I know that you are the founder and the president of Love of Flame International. Share with us, what is Love of Flame International, your ministry, and what is the purpose of your ministry?
You know, Love of Flame actually was birthed out of, again, those prophetic words of God solidifying and calling me. The one thing that he said to me, that he was calling me to take the gospel to all nations. You know, a lot of times, you know, we say, well, okay, yeah, I'm going to the nations, and we're not even a good steward over our neighborhood or even ministering to someone in the Walmart. I can tell you this, God had driven such a passion in me for people that I knew it was only supernatural. To a point where I would lose myself, and anywhere I go, it was like I was trained by the Holy Spirit to actually be able to tune in to people who were hurting around me. And being obedient and going even, you know, to pay attention to the one, God opened up so many different platforms where I am sometimes I can minister to one person to 100 to 500 people and be okay with it, you know? And so Love of Flame was definitely birthed out of being obedient to love those that no one wants to pay attention to the hopeless. Sometimes we overlook, and our society is set up like that. You know, we go after, you know, people that we think, you know, they may be of connection or something. But I tell you, I have taken on the mantle of Jesus, going after the ones that are hurting, you know, those who are devastated, that don't have direction, that's hopeless. And from me being obedient, literally God has given me the keys to the nations, where I've been afforded to go. I've been to Africa 5 times and been able to go to the most, you know, the most devastated places beyond what you can even ever imagine, you know, in villages where, I mean, it breaks me to tears to think about it, where, you know, we have access to everything and they have access to nothing. You know, I was afforded to spend time in India with a team of my friends, and we went there, Brazil, all over the Caribbean, and even here locally in the inner city, you know. God has just definitely given me a heart for the hurting, you know, and not just that, because a lot of places I go, people dare to go. They won't go. They'll tell me, I will fund you, and I'll give you money to go, but I'm not going to Africa. I'm not going, you know, to India. So there's a grace that is extended to the person that says yes. And I tell you, when I said yes, I didn't know what I was signing up for, but I knew that God was equipping me and he was sending me. And if he was sending me, he would protect me. And if he was going to protect me, he would provide for me. because it was not my mission. It is the mission of the heart of God for us to go into the world and take this gospel.
Ooh, I am feeling your love aflame. The fire of your passion is truly translating. And I know that those that are listening in today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You, as we're talking about the power of purpose, that they're really feeling this fire and this passion. You know, what I've heard us talk about so far with evangelists, Keisha Freeland, is that, one, we have to be willing to sacrifice for the assignment, the call, the purpose, why God created us, that it's important to have the right circle of influence around us, the right people in our midst that they would impart into us, that they would speak words of life. And last week on Motivational Mondays, we spoke about the power of words. And so we know that words will breathe life or death. And so there's great power in those words. So having the right people around you is key. That we need to first seek God, seek ye first the kingdom of God, that we put God first in absolutely everything, hunger and thirst after him. That this is a lifestyle of seeking him. It doesn't happen overnight, and I'm sure Keisha would say she didn't grow to be the woman of God that she is overnight. It's been a process, that process of pursuing his purpose, pursuing God as her Abba Father, as her lover, and that has supported her in how to deal with life's challenges. That the vision was birthed out of the words that were spoken of those around her that saw God's call. That she had to be obedient to what he was speaking. And that she has taken on this mantle of Christ. And taking on the mantle of Christ, whoa, I feel the heaviness of that one. How do you deal with the weight of such a mantle, and has it been an easy journey? Because when I think of Christ, his journey wasn't easy, and he died on the cross. There was a lot that he went through. How do you deal with such a heaviness of this weight of your assignment?
You know, I have to laugh because it literally is the grace. Which is the grace of God is actually one meaning, you know, my pastors always teach on, is the ability to do what you couldn't do in your own strength. So I actually am able to operate in the office of the evangelist, which accompanies, you know, the gifts of healings and miracles, you know, because of the grace of God. I'm able to move out and do. And so that waiting presence that you talk about is his glory. And when God, you know, in Ephesians 4, it talks about the unity of the body. Then it talks about how Christ, he gave gifts. And he began to talk about the fivefold ministry. The pastor, the prophet, the apostle, the evangelist, and the pastor. And it was for the perfecting, and it was for the equipping of the saints until they come into completion and perfection. So because of me knowing that, you know, my pastor always talked to us about, do not be event-driven preachers. So that you prepare to share, you know, only when you study and spend time in his presence, only when you have a preaching engagement. So because I adopted this as a lifestyle, I knew that the hand of God was on me and that it was actually, you know, this is what I'm going to die preaching the gospel. I'm going to live preaching the gospel. And I will preach the gospel until I go to be with Jesus, because it's a call. I was chosen to do it. So it makes it a little easier to carry that weight because I know it's not me carrying that weight. But when the anointing of God, because the anointing is what makes the difference. You know, a lot of us are skilled, we're gifted, but the anointing is what destroys the yokes and removes the burdens. Because, you know, there's a lot of great preachers, there's a lot of great evangelists, there's a lot of great prophets, but the anointing, which is his presence, is that yoke destroying that destroys the yokes. And that was Jesus is the anointed one, the Messiah, in all of his anointings. And recognizing that we carry that type of anointing which comes from heaven.
Oh, that was so rich, Evangelist Freeland. I have to ask you, now you spoke about the anointing, and our global listening audience is a very diverse audience. And one may be listening in and saying, I was not called to preach. I am not an evangelist. I am not a prophet. What wisdom would you give them? Do they still need the anointing as it relates to this power of purpose?
Yes, indeed. You know, when I think about, you know, the anointing and for whatever arena that you're called to, you need Jesus. And Jesus is the anointed one. You know, whether you are in whatever mountain that God has called you to, whether it's media, whether it's educational, whether it's politics, government, you're not going to be successful without Christ. And you need Christ's empowerment and his enablement to be a mother. You need the grace of God. You need the anointing of God to raise teenagers. You need the grace of God. I mean, if you're in the military, you need the grace of God. You need the protection, power, and anointing of God to be able to be effective in the day that we live in. We know we live in a day with so many different challenges, but the anointing and the power of God is what makes the difference.
Ooh, and I love that you brought that point out because so often I'm not looking to go into ministry. I'm trying to start a business. I'm writing a book. I have a script on my heart. I have this witty invention, this idea. What does the anointing have to do with that? And I love how you brought that. So you drove the point home that bottom line, it doesn't matter what arena you are transitioning in or you are in, you need the anointing of God in that area. And when we are living out the assignment, the reason why we were created, just that in and of itself connects us and aligns us for the release of his anointing. Like you said, there's many people that are gifted and talented. You know, like I'm in an industry, I'm not the only coach, and I was sharing with someone today, I said, you know, coaching is something that many people take on that title. Not all have done their due diligence in making sure that they're well-equipped. I have done that. But many are calling themselves coaches. But I know that without question, it is the anointing in my area that God has me focusing in that makes the difference and destroys the yoke, like you said. Well, I have to ask you, Evangelist Freeland, would you be okay with us opening up the line to our global listening audience and maybe handling some questions, taking some comments? Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful. Well, this is the time, our global listening audience, in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment for Coach Adams or our in-studio guest, Evangelist Keisha Freeland. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Now, if you are online sitting at the computer, you would need to dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 to add yourself to the host, and we invite you to chime in. Well, I want to talk about some of the accomplishments that you have experienced in ministry. Why don't you share with our global listening audience what are some of the accomplishments in the work that you have done in the field as an evangelist out there taking care of God's work?
Well, in May, I was able to complete a Bachelor's of Science degree in Biblical Studies, which was always a desire that I wanted to make sure that I was equipped as a minister. And we know we thank God, and we just talked about the anointing, but also on the secular side, there are qualifications that you need to be able to rightly divide and articulate the word of God. So that was like one of my greatest accomplishments. The Lord had told me, I actually resigned from my job in 2009 when I knew I was being called into full-time ministry. And so I actually took that challenge, and I went back to school to complete my degree. I'm actually the first graduate out of my immediate family, a college graduate. So I knew that God was calling me to not only, you know, just, you know, kind of talk, but actually to set a pace and a forerun for my family. So that's one. Actually, I was able to launch Keisha Freeland Ministries and Enterprises not too long ago, where now I am a 501(c)(3). So I'm actually, you know, there's a lot of different projects and programs that I'm working on now, establishing mentorship programs, outreaches for teens in our community. You have a heavy, heavy heart for the youth, you know, really equipping and mentoring the next generation. I have one of my dear sisters, I hope and pray that she's on here, Anastasia. I love her heart and what she talks about. We walk really close together, and we actually travel together. And she talks about, you know, just being able, those mantles, you know, from time past, being able to pass them down to the next generation so we can see, you know, what God wants to do, which is a great awakening and revival in our time, you know. And so those are just some of the things I'm doing. Again, I'll be in the end of June. We'll be going over to Africa where we're actually establishing and building schools and creating jobs for the local people there. And the first time I'll be able to take a full team. So it's like 7 or 8 of us that will be traveling to do this mission in West Africa, Nigeria.
That is so awesome. And if Anastasia is online, I invite her to press 1 at this time to add herself to the host queue if you want to make a comment or ask a question. I know your girl would appreciate you chiming in. And again, to our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we're talking about the power of purpose. This is the time in our programming, in our broadcast, when we do invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on the computer, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Be shy. Feel free to interact, engage. We would love to know, what are you taking away today? I see we have a couple of callers in the queue. I'm going to bring in our first caller, area code 240, last 4 digits are 4735. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Keisha Freeland.
Hi, Coach Adams and Evangelist Keisha Freeland. This is Lakeisha from Maryland. I had a question for Evangelist Keisha. A friend and I were discussing people in positions of ministry, and she made a comment that people in positions of ministry are exempt from temptation. What are your thoughts on that?
Wow. Well, my first thought is that, you know, when people think about, you know, Christians or
ministry leaders. I actually had this conversation with someone earlier, one of my dear brothers, and we were just talking about, you know, we know the warfare is real when it comes to if you're on the front line and you're a leader. You know, I mean, even Jesus was tempted, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. But, of course, yet without sin, but he was tempted. So I don't know, like, sometimes what makes us think that we won't be tempted. We're going to be tempted. We have an adversary that has that has been equipped to tempt us. But, you know, it is for us, again, to develop, you know, in the fruit of the Spirit and develop spiritually so we'll be able to operate by the fruit of the Spirit in those times of temptation and using the wisdom of God, you know, in those times.
Well, I want to thank our caller. What a powerful question. We thank you for bringing that up to the boardroom today because that was hot. I asked that you press one. Yes, it was really good. And the richness of what you shared around it, Evangelist Keisha. I want to ask our caller, please press one to take yourself out of the host queue. Press one to take yourself out of the host queue. We do have another caller. We'll transition our other caller in. Area code 310, last four digits 2567. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Keisha Freeland.
Good evening, ladies. I am truly enjoying this dialogue about surrounding purpose. I am an individual who had the pleasure of meeting Evangelist Keisha Freeman in person, and I can tell you that meeting her in person and having the impact that she really impressed upon my life dealing with purpose and speaking into my life, it really made me process around purpose to a deeper level, even in my life. And it had me leaving saying, wow, when you're operating in purpose, wherever that might be, as she said earlier, whatever that might be, doctor, lawyer, whatever mountain that you're called to conquer, education, politics, entertainment, speaking, proclaimer, whatever that might be, when you're operating in that gift, you leave the presence of feeling better. I was so uplifted with having the opportunity to dialogue with her in person and really see the gift operating in her life and her speaking life into my life. So I want to encourage everyone. Great dialogue, ladies. I'm really enjoying the show. But I want to say thank you to Evangelist Freeman because you really left an indelible impact on my life forever. So God bless you richly.
Wow, I love you, my dear brother. And he's such a great man of God. And I can say the feelings were mutual because when we met them, I mean, you all did the same thing. You left a mark that I will never forget. And we're family for life. You all are stuck with us.
Much appreciation. God bless you. Much appreciation.
Thank you.
No question about it. Know that the feelings are mutual. And caller, I ask that you press one. Thank you so much. And you still have time, our global listening audience. Don't be shy. It is a safe space for you to interact and engage with us. So we welcome you and invite you to chime in. This is the time in our broadcast, again, where our lines are open and the discussion we say, jump on in. Share with us. What are you taking away? What is your pressing question? Maybe you have a comment around this topic of the power of purpose. Evangelist Keisha Freeland, what would you say has been your greatest life lesson to date?
My greatest life lesson being called to the ministry was learning that because I was called to the people, I had to be delivered from the people. And I learned that from my mentor, my pastor, Apostle Tony. I talk so much about them because I've gleaned and learned so much from them. But when I remember him saying that one day, you know, my greatest life lesson was because I knew I was called to the people that, and I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. that I had to be delivered from the people, where I had to die to myself, my emotions, how I feel, or, you know, whether someone likes me or they don't like me, or whether someone is going to receive me or they're not going to receive me. But knowing that I had to answer the call, that it was not, you know, me dying to myself. When I died, somebody else was going to live. You know, and so it made dying a little easier. But I know that if I would die in this area, even, you know, of my emotions, or I would die in that area, that there would be at least 10 to 15 to 30 or 40 young men and women, or men or women, you know, that will actually be able to experience the love of God and the power of God from my obedience.
Wow,
to dying to myself.
Woo, that was so rich and powerful. And that goes back to that sacrifice that you talked about early on. And, you know, this is, from a coaching standpoint, this is an area that most people, they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to give up anything. They want all of the promises. They want all of the riches. They want all of the wealth. They want all of the fame. They want all of the influence. They want all of the stuff. But they're not willing to sacrifice. And I hear you saying yet again that on your journey you had to be willing to sacrifice. And this is a very clear, distinct area in which you can identify, I had to sacrifice. I am called to the people, but yet I had to be delivered from the people. That was so rich, and I thank you for your transparency and sharing. We do, Evangelist Freeland, we have another caller. I'm going to transition our next caller in. Area code
Great.
202, area code 202, last 43619. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Keisha Freeland.
Well, this is Harry Goff, and I just want to say I am just elated to have or to listen to you two ladies just dialogue. For everyone that's on the line, I've had the pleasure of meeting both of these just enormous women of God in person. I mean, both of them have walked into my life, and I consider them as family. Keisha, I want to say to you, you know, your journey started so young, and your calling that's on your life is just so crystal clear. And it's so crystal clear that when you actually walk into a person's life, they know that they've been touched by God. I'm saying that from experience. Because the way that we met and the things that you shared with me about my life, even up until this morning when we were talking, this morning or this afternoon, you truly have an anointing and a gift that you do share with everyone. And I just want to thank you, and I consider it an honor and a pleasure to just be in the presence of not only you, Keisha, but also you, Coach Adams. I've walked with you with Coach for 15 years now. I mean, and I've considered this journey a life-changing experience. And I just want to say to both of you and everyone on this global conference that I am just truly amazed at the way that these two young ladies have transitioned not only themselves, but everyone that has come across their lives. Thank you so much for being obedient to your calling.
Thank you. Thank you for those encouraging words. You know we love you so much.
Absolutely. I echo Evangelist Freeland's comments. Thank you so much, my dear brother Harry. Love you, big
I'm
hug.
Sitting
you
here,
so
I'm sitting here in tears.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, we appreciate you chiming in, and I agree with you, my beloved brother, that whenever you have such an encounter with someone, you know it, and it's not often that you meet someone and it's clear that they are walking in their assignment. And truly, I agree and echo what you have stated, that there is such an anointing, and we heard that spoken previously from other callers as well, there's such an anointing on Keisha's life, Evangelist Keisha Freeland's life, and it's evident that she is walking in her purpose. I thank you for chiming in. Please press 1 on your keypad to take yourself out of the host queue. To our listening audience, we want to give you some final thoughts and comments as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Wow, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Evangelist, share with our global listening audience, how can they get in touch with you and your ministry?
They can actually get in touch with the ministry. I just I'm sorry. They can get in touch with the ministry, KeishaFreeland.com, which is the ministry website. Is KeishaFreeland.com.
And for the sake of those, because there are different ways that Keisha is spelled, why don't you spell that out so that it's real clear?
Yes, it is KeishaFreeland.com. Freeland, FreeLand.com.
Wonderful. And any closing thoughts as we prepare to bring this installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our special guest to a close? Evangelist Keisha, do you have any final remarks that you would like to share with our global audience?
I want to just encourage the audience to continue to pursue his presence. Always say pursue at any cost. Pursue him. We're living in the greatest time in human history. We're in a time where you have to know that you have been chosen for the times. And because you have been chosen for the times, everything that you need, everything that you would do, everything you desire to do, God will supersede your expectation. And I just want to say this last thing. I really love and adore Miles Monroe, and I've been reading a book. And I want to just say this one quote that he always quotes is, if the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without a purpose, then the greatest shame in life is not revealing your true glory. The cemeteries of earth are filled with the glory of many who failed to access their true selves and left the earth without ever showing their real worth.
Well, that is definitely a powerful nugget to leave our global listening audience. We want you to know that we want to continue this richness of dialogue with you. For your convenience, we have established a Facebook page, a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So you can continue, leave comments, let us know subjects that you would like for us to discuss here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We appreciate you tuning in for this hour of empowerment. And I want you to know, as your resident empowerment coach, that I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit my website, CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Next week on our broadcast, join me, Coach Adams, as we are shaping up and continuing our Shape Up series. We are shaping up so that you can win. We thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented here on Inspired Media for you. I coach, you win, one who inspires. Thank you again for tuning in.